City consultant Bob Hazel favors an authority running the airport, and he quickly found himself berated for it by Councilwoman Claire Fallon, among others.
It's run very well for 78 years. Now, why would you want to take that away from us and give it to someone, an unknown quantity or quality? I've been on an authority. I know what they do. All right? It's very hard to keep them from being corrupt. Why would you want to do that to Charlotte?
Consultant Bob Hazel.
Well, as I explain a little bit further on, I think that the history of Charlotte, which is a wonderful history, doesn't mean that you shouldn't do things differently in the future. And there is an inherent advantage to a well-structured authority.
Hazel told the council an airport authority only has to focus on airport issues. It can make faster decisions, like a business, and it can maintain clear financial independence from the city. On the other hand, he also found that Charlotte has the lowest cost for airlines of the nation's top 25 airports, and he had nothing but good things to say about how it's been run by the city. In fact, Hazel says, compared to other airports, the case for change to an authority is weak. Councilman Andy Doolin wasn't impressed.
I don't fully respect your work. I can't speak for the rest of this crowd, but do not put me on your reference list.
I knew this was going to be a controversial subject. I took it anyway. I did my best to provide an independent, objective study. I'm sorry you don't agree with the conclusions. I'm sorry you don't respect my work. I did my best. I didn't come in with the conclusion written before I took the assignment.
The report doesn't endorse legislation already approved by the Senate. Hazel has some problems with it, actually. For one, he says the authority doesn't include enough Charlotte representation to be ideal. The council didn't end their meeting with decisive action. They did vote for City Manager Ron Carley to come up with recommendations for what their next steps should be.
All in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.